The second bad luck wacky thought is called the prophet. The way we're using it is to describe a kid who thinks they know what's going to happen in the future. It's a wacky thought because not only is it just a guess, but it's really negative, like all wacky thoughts.
Anxious kids think they know something is going to turn out bad, so they get all scared and don't believe it if somebody tells them differently. If you do this, then you're listening to your evil Bob, who is play-acting like a prophet. A poser prophet predicting something bad will happen.
You know, I remember a girl named Samantha who struggled with being the prophet.
Dr. Chris, I get really scared when there's a storm cloud in the sky because I'm afraid a tornado is coming.
Wow, Samantha, that sounds pretty scary. So what do you do when you think that?
I go inside my house, and if it starts to rain, I sit in my closet where you're supposed to be if there's a tornado.
Okay, so you really must hate lightning and thunder, too.
Yeah. When I hear that, then I know a tornado is coming.
Okay. So, let me make sure I understand you correctly, Samantha. If you see one cloud in the sky, then that means a tornado is coming.
Yeah.
And if you see lightning or hear thunder, then you know a tornado is coming. Is that right?
Yeah.
So, young lady, I see that you're a prophet.
A prophet? Huh? I don't think I can predict the future.
Oh, but you can. If you see a cloud or hear thunder, then you know a tornado is coming.
Well, it doesn't always happen.
Oh, it doesn't? Well, then it must happen some of the time. How many times have you been through a tornado?
Well, I've never really been in a tornado before, or even seen one for that matter. I just think it's gonna happen.
Oh, I see. So, do you think your evil Bob is getting the best of you when he makes you think you're a prophet and can predict the future? He's making you get scared about something that's never happened to you.
Yeah, I see that now. I'm playing the prophet and predicting something bad when it never has happened and probably won't. I guess I'm going to have a major talk with my evil Bob when he starts telling me I'm a prophet.
That's right. You're still alive because your evil Bob is wrong. And you're missing out on some really cool lightning.
That's a good story about how the prophet works.
Sometimes the prophet is more stubborn and sneaky and maybe harder to get rid of than Samantha's. But you can still say to the prophet, "Hey, put a sock in it. I'm not listening to you anymore."
Yeah, that's right. One of the most important things with getting free of fear is keep poking fun at it, challenging it, disagreeing with it, and not giving up.
And I'm happy to report that she no longer hides in the closet, but stays out in the den with her brothers with all the lights off and watches the lightning. She turned her fear into freedom by shutting down the prophet.
I like that story. It's so cool how she turned her fear completely around, from hating thunderstorms to actually liking them.
I hope we can do that. Actually, I think it's already starting. I can feel myself getting stronger and less scared.
That's awesome, Brianna.
Thanks. It feels good.
You know what we've noticed? That kids who think they know what will happen in the future actually don't put their predictions to the test. So they think they're always right because they've never failed the test. Samantha never really tested her beliefs, but once she did, by seeing that a tornado never came after the storm cloud, or by sitting in the room watching lightning with her brothers, she realized her fear was just a wacky thought. Nothing bad happened to her.
I guess that's a good test to fail, isn't it?
Very good, Madison. That's right. If you predict a negative future, you are very likely to be wrong, and it will cause you to be unhappy. Why not face your fearful thoughts and put them to the test, like Samantha did? Why not put your pansy predictions on a pedestal and give them a big fat exam? Force your forecast to fess up to the phony falseness. Push your prophecies over the gangplank and watch them do a big fat belly flop.
Dude, that was awesome.
I guess I passed my dude test with flying colors.
Totally, dude.
That's a test I'd rather not take, thank you very much.